Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 34. Thanks so much for checking things out today. Burning question of the day is about stoplights and walk signs. I do not understand why we actually have to push the button to get a walk sign. And I ask this and remember, or maybe know for the first time ever, I live in a place where it snows, and when it snows, we then have plows, and those plows push snow up onto the sidewalk. And so sometimes getting to the actual walk sign is a dangerous feat of climbing over a snowbank or getting yourself dug into a snowbank just to hit the walk sign when you don't necessarily always feel comfortable just saying, well, whatever, it says don't walk, it just turned, I'll just go. And I understand that sometimes walk signs are not present because you have a don't walk sign because there's a green arrow or whatever. I get all that. I mean, I get that that's a thing. But I don't understand why we have to push a button to activate the walk sign. In many cases, it doesn't seem like it does anything different to the light. It doesn't make it stay longer. It doesn't change the arrows. It only lets us know that we can walk. And so in some cases, one takes the, well, I didn't get here in time to push the button, so I'll just take my chances and go. That I don't, like, just make it go. Like, just give us the walk sign when it's appropriate to have a walk sign and make it a don't walk sign when it's appropriate to make it a don't walk sign. But having to push the button, it's always that you're rushing up, you're not really sure if there's enough time to walk across, so maybe you take your chances or maybe you don't. And, you know, for people sitting in cars, not a big deal. You're typically in the car, in the comfort of your heat system, hopefully, instead of standing outside trying to get from point A to point B, trying not to, as the case was yesterday from where I am at, complete slush fest, and then not really having a place to stand on the corner because there's a huge pile of snow that I've had to climb over to get to the walk button. That was a fairly dangerous, you know, hoping I'm not going to slide down into the road. If the walk sign had just been walk, I could have just crossed. No big deal. So I just am asking the question, why do we put this? To me, it's like extra equipment to put in. It's extra things that can break. Many walk signs function just fine without requiring the push button. They just show up. And when they're broken, you have to stand there and wait. Am I not supposed to walk? Wait a couple cycles, whatever. Same thing if you don't have a walk button. It's like, okay, what's going on here? It's just something that I don't comprehend. And again, I live in a place with all, not only the snow, but we occasionally have the buttons that you push the walk sign are just in weird places, way off to the side. And a couple corners, they're like up this little like cement hill that you have to climb to get there. To me, this is just really poor planning and really disrespectful to walkers. I just, again, if I had a reason or an understanding, maybe I could make sense of it, but it just seems like an extra thing to put in there that you don't need, unless it really truly does function as the lights and the arrows function differently because nobody is walking. But that does not seem to be the case. So if I'm wrong, I am open to information. But in many cases, it doesn't change a thing. So why not? Why not just tell everybody they can walk when they can walk? I don't get it. I can't imagine that installing additional switches and push button things saves anybody any money. So why bother? Just make it easy. Put it in the timers, make them go. It's all good. So there you have it. My advocating for walk signs and for safety and all that fun stuff. And if you have an answer, I'm sincerely interested. I know that maybe every intersection is different, but I would really love to learn more. So if you would love to engage, you can check me out on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. So it is the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. Thanks so much for your time, for your thoughts, and have a wonderful day.